I've just got a really brief message. Who believes that would be a miracle today? But this is the thing. This is the thing. It's for a number of people here today. God is speaking to you. And this message I'm going to bring will be brief. But it's also going to be confronting. But just hang in there. This message, my intention is not to cause any offense to anybody today. I'm not into doing that. My intention with this message today is for you to meet Jesus Christ yourself. So just come for the journey. Like I said, the message will go for about maybe 10 minutes. We could stretch it out to 11. Amen. But let God speak to your heart. This next 10 minutes could be the most important 10 minutes of your life, really, really. You know, you came to church just for a Father's Day event, perhaps, or just to visit church, and you can get more than you bargained for. So, Father, we just pray for every single person in this place, every person in this place. I just pray your peace upon them. Pray, Lord, they will have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to all of our hearts today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Towards the beginning of the Bible, and the Bible is a wonderful book, we encounter a very dramatic story that's titled Noah and the Ark. It was referred to a little bit earlier, Noah and the Ark. Some of you have heard about him. It's a real story. And old Noah lived at a time when people were very, very wicked. And the Bible says about how the world was. I've got a Bible verse there on the screen. It says this. So what the Bible says about that generation in Noah's time, it says, the Lord observed the extent of human wickedness on the earth, and he saw that everything they thought or imagined was consistently and totally evil. So the Lord was sorry he had ever made them and put them on the earth, and it broke his heart. Did you know you can break God's heart? Then it continues. It says, and the Lord said, I will wipe this human race I've created from the face of the earth. But Noah found favor with the Lord. And so because of severe human wickedness, God decided to send a catastrophic flood as judgment on the human race. But amongst the wicked people, there was one man in his family that still respected God. And that man, of course, was Noah. Noah was not a perfect man. He was just like the rest of us. He was a flawed man. But he had a heart for God at a time when no one else considered God. So God told Noah what he was planning to do. And he commanded him to build the ark. And the ark, that's a funny word, isn't it, the ark? But the ark was just a really large boat, a huge boat. And God gave specific instructions about the size of this boat, the ark. God wanted the ark to be very large. And so that meant it took decades to build. The ark had to be large to carry all the numerous specimens of land animals to save them from the coming flood. But the ark was not just large, the ark actually was huge. And the ark was huge because God also wanted to save as many people as possible from the catastrophic flood that he was sending. It is true that the people deserved God's punishment at that time, but God, in compassion, still wanted to make an easy way for people to escape this judgment. And so the ark was their easy way of escape. But for that to happen, for them to escape, it just meant that they had to leave their wicked lives behind and start afresh on the ark. Leave their wicked lives behind and start afresh on the ark. So Noah and his three sons spent all of their time building the ark and then going out and warning people about the flood that was coming. And Noah, you know, he was a nice guy, and he just would continually invite people to book their place on the ark. It's free. What are you waiting for? Come on, book your place. The booking sheet's on the red top table. Amen. Come on, get on the ark. But you know, no one took Noah seriously. Instead, they laughed at him, they mocked him, and they thought this whole thing about the ark was just a joke. It was just a huge joke. But after many decades, time ran out, and God commanded Noah to get his family on the ark real quick because the rains are coming. And I have no doubt about this man, Noah, that he, you know, was probably pleading with the people to join him on the ark right up to that last moment when the door of the ark was to be closed. I can imagine him saying, come on, come on, you know, get on. You got to get on today. Today, the rains are coming. Please, please, we've got room for you. There was so much room on the ark for lots of people to be on board with them. You see, the ark was an easy way to escape the flood of judgment. The people could be saved if they wanted to be saved. The people could be saved if they wanted to be saved. All they had to do was just leave the sinful past behind and get on the ark. I mean, how hard was that? I mean, seriously, how hard was that? Just leave your past behind, get on the ark. But no one listened to the message that Noah had from God. Because you know why? They were too busy doing other things. They were ensnared by the trivial. They had no place for God in their lives. Oh, whatever. We listen to you now, whatever. You're crazy, man. Whatever. But the time arrived when God finally closed the ark, the door of the ark, and then the heavy rains came as promised. And we've had heavy rains in Perth recently, haven't we? And the heavy rains came, and once those heavy rains came, it was just too late for anyone else to get on the ark. I wonder how many changed their minds when the rains came. And wonder how many were knocking on the door. Man, it must have been hard for Noah here, and they're knocking on the door, and he couldn't do anything about it. Hey, you were right, we were wrong. It was too late. And then it rained constantly for 40 days. The day of mercy had just sailed away. The day of mercy had passed them by. And the flood waters rose higher and higher with destructive power. And eventually, and it's a terrible story, eventually that entire civilization was destroyed because of their own wickedness. But Noah and his family, they were saved. The destruction came, but the ark protected Noah and his family. And after the flood had finished and the ground had dried, old Noah and his family and all the animals, they started the world over again. If only those foolish people had listened to Noah, they could have been part of a better future. They could have easily been saved because there was room on the ark for them. A couple of thousand years after this event, Jesus Christ spoke about the story of Noah. Jesus Christ clearly took the story of Noah very seriously, and I suggest that we do the same. Jesus emphasized that the story of Noah and the ark was more than a tragic historical event, but it was also a picture of what was to come in the future. Jesus said that in the last days of the world, that the world will become like the world in Noah's day. That the world in the last days will be severely wicked. And ladies and gentlemen, I told you this message would be a bit confronting, but ladies and gentlemen, the world is a very wicked place today. Seriously, from the behavior of the Taliban in Afghanistan through to the rise of domestic violence in Australia, through to the grip of pornography on the minds of people, through to business and political corruption, through to those who control the sex slave industry, through to those who traffic in drugs, the world is a wicked and dangerous place to be in today. And we all know that. Switch on the news. The world's gone mad. And while it's easy for us to go, whoa, and at the behavior of other people, the Bible says very bluntly,
All have sinned. Very bluntly, including me, all have sinned. Every one of us. Now, we might not be brutal like the Taliban, but we have our secret sins, don't we? You know, our secret sins that dishonor God. And so, you know, none of this has gone unnoticed by God. That's the thing. None of this today has gone unnoticed by God. And so God has made it very clear in the Bible, God's holy book, that another day is coming. Another day is coming when God will shout, enough, enough, no more, enough. And for many people, that day will be catastrophic. Human history will just come to an abrupt halt and time will give way to eternity. And every person will have to stand before God in the afterlife and give an account of how they have lived their lives. Everybody. For some people, that day will be the best day of their life as God welcomes them into heaven and says, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen, amen. But for other people, that will be the most disastrous day of their life as God sends them to a lost eternity. I wonder how you will go on that day. I wonder how you will go on that day. Well, thank God that day is not today. I don't think it is. Rather, today is a day of salvation and mercy for all those who will listen. The Bible says this about God, that God wants everyone to be saved. And God's just made this easy way for people. Listen, God's made an easy way for people to escape being sent to hell in the afterlife. There's an easy way to escape because God has another ark. He's built another ark. There is another ark. This time the ark is not a boat, but the ark is a person. And that person is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the ark. The Bible says, believe on Jesus Christ and you will be saved. How easy is that? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Leave your wicked life behind and trust your life with Jesus Christ and you will be saved from destruction when you stand before God on that day. Just like the ark saved Noah and his family, so Jesus Christ can save you and your family. When you are called to stand before God, then Jesus Christ will vouch for you and you will not be punished for your sins. Rather, you will be welcomed into heaven. So it makes sense to let God have mercy upon you. That is the most rational, sane decision a person can ever make, is to let God have mercy upon them. Give your life to Jesus, for Jesus Christ is our ark. Amen? Amen. Don't bury your head in the sand and pretend these things are not true. You can come up to me afterwards and you can debate and argue with me all you like. But you know in your heart what I'm saying is true. So humble your heart and place your trust in Jesus today, because that's the smartest thing you could ever do with your life. Now, the world may continue for another 500 years, but probably not. But maybe it will. Nonetheless, every one of us still has a personal expiry date. Our bodies are aging. We will one day slip from this life into the afterlife in eternity. And nobody knows when the day is, when that's going to come. So either way, we still have to stand before God and give an account of ourselves. That day is coming towards you. I urge you not to wait for tomorrow before you put your faith and trust in Jesus, because tomorrow might be too late for you. Today is a day of salvation. Not tomorrow, not next week.
Today is a day of salvation. Today is a day to turn your back on your sin. Today is to turn your back on your past and place your trust in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is waiting for you with open arms today. Old Noah pleaded from the bottom of his heart to the people of his time to get on the ark, but they would not listen to him. Don't be like those foolish people. I urge you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. What are you going to do now with what I've just told you? Fortunately, God is just a prayer away. And so I've got this little prayer we're going to put up on the screen right now that we can, everybody in this room, we can all pray as we open our hearts to Jesus Christ and receive forgiveness and mercy. This is a prayer. It says, I'll read it first and then we'll read it together. It says, Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your son. I believe he died for my sin and that you raised him to life. I want to trust him as my savior and follow him as Lord from this day forward. Guide my life and help me to do your will. Amen. Wow, that's a great prayer, isn't it? You know, and so I've just done this to make it really easy for you. So what if we all stand right now? And what if all of us, even if you've said this prayer before, what if all of us pray this prayer to Almighty God? So maybe you might want to put your hand upon your heart. And here we go together. You ready? Say it with me. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your son. I believe that he died for my sin and that you raised him to life. I want to trust him as my savior and follow him as Lord from this day forward. Guide my life and help me to do your will. Amen.